Welcome back to Whispers from the Void. Today, we continue our descent into the haunted waters of Rie and the perplexing melodies of the Piper at the Gates of Dawn. As the echoes from the deep grew more insistent, let us question what it means to truly listen and what it means to be heard.
The deeper the expedition ventured, the more the psychological fabric of the crew frayed. The isolation of the deep ocean, coupled with their enigmatic encounters, didn't just strain their sanity, it began to peel it apart, layer by layer. Their descent mirrored their descent into the heart of Rie, where reality itself seemed to unravel.
Music often serves as a bridge between worlds. The Piper's melodies, as recorded in the journals, suggests a form of communication beyond our comprehension, aimed perhaps not at humans, but at something other, an audience beyond our reality. The crew of the Gilded Trident found themselves unwittingly drawn into this cosmic symphony, their perceptions twisted by the haunting tunes that echoed throughout the sunken corridors.
As the ship neared Rie's supposed heart, the diaries note an intensification in the Piper's melodies. What was the purpose of these sounds? A greeting? A warning? Or a summoning?
In extreme environments, the mind might see mirages or hear things that aren't there.
But share the hallucinations. They are just a mirage.
Yet, the detailed consistency across the crew's report suggests these experiences might have touched upon something tangibly otherworldly. The Gilded Trident crew's encounters with the Piper's melodies hint at a reality beyond our own, where the boundaries between perception and truth blur.
A terror you too shall know.
The arcane symbols associated with the Piper, as seen in recovered artifacts, suggest a deep ritual significance. These melodies likely served as keys, unlocking gates between dimensions, aligning with ancient occult practices that sought to harmonize with cosmic frequencies. The crew of the Gilded Trident unwittingly stumbled upon a gateway to realms beyond their wildest imaginings, forever altering their understanding of the universe.
You presume much to think you are alone.
The psychological cohesion of the crew under such duress reveals much about the human nature. Confronted with the inexplicable, their shared experience could either solidify bonds or shatter them under the weight of their collective dread. The Gilded Trident crew's journey into the unknown tested the limits of their sanity and camaraderie, revealing the fragility of the human psyche in the face of cosmic horror.
So very fragile.
As we peel back the layers of the sunken city's mysteries, we must ask, are the haunting melodies of Rie merely echoes of a lost civilization, or are they calls to something still conscious, still waiting beneath the waves? Thank you for joining us on this eerie journey. As we continue to unearth past whispers, remember, some frequencies are not just heard. They resonate on a level that can shake the soul. Be cautious with what answers when you listen. Stay curious and cautious. This is Alex Sterling, signing off. Until the next whisper from the void reaches our ears.
I'm here.
The cast as they appear are as follows. Leon Thurling as the narrator. Leon Thurling as Dr. Simon Clark. Liv Smith as Dr. Annika Banerjee. Derek Alvarez as Dr. Michael Torres. S. H. Cooper as Dr. Elizabeth Murray. Mariella Espinoza as Dr. Sarah Jacobs. And Stephen Quinn as... This episode is written, directed, and edited by Caesar LeBron III. Thanks for listening.